It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by Bianca Luttman, Head of Commercial Enterprise at MK College. Bianca, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Lovely to talk to you. We're talking today about the HAF programme and the programmes that are being offered by MK College. First of all, what is the HAF programme?
And so the HAF programme is something that the council have sort of been doing for a number of years now. It's all about making sure that children during sort of half terms and school holidays are still able to sort of join in and get something like food wise and also sport wise. So the idea is that kids that receive free school meals, they can come along to our sessions or anyone's sessions. There's loads across Milton Keynes that happen. And it's basically an opportunity for them to come, do sport or do arts or dance. There's so many different variations and they get a hot meal and it's all completely free of charge and funded by Milton Keynes Council.
So it's like a holiday club, isn't it? There's loads of different sessions that you can sign up for. You can take part in whatever activity you fancy doing. And like you say, you also get food as well during the school holidays.
Yeah, exactly that. So us personally, we run two different ones at the moment. So we have a tech one where people get to build robots. They get to use like Sphero balls, which are all to do with coding on iPads and stuff. And we also do the sport one as well. So the idea is that you can pick whatever it is that you like to do. There's so many across Milton Keynes, so many different providers alongside ourselves. And it basically just allows you to meet new people, make new friends, stay active in some of them as well, and then of course have a nice hot meal and a nice bit of food on the day as well.
Fantastic. And good for parents as well who might still need to go to work during the school holidays or that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea is that you can kind of drop your kids off for a few hours. You can go and do your shopping if you need to. You can go to work. You can kind of maybe just have a little bit of time for yourself. So yeah, the idea is that you can drop your children off and they can have a good time. You know, they're in safe hands and enjoy your day a little bit as well.
Totally. The courses you mentioned there sound really interesting. You mentioned there's a sport one and also one in robotics. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's a tech one. So we recently opened our new Institute of Technology, which is in Milton Keynes. It's at our Bletchley campus. And our idea as a college is to build fairer futures and sort of really build on that skills gap. So what we want to do is get as many people into sort of like the tech because it's so up and coming at the moment. And there's so many courses that you can do now and actually professions that you can do. So actually we want to capitalise on that a little bit and introduce people to those sort of things and do robot building and do coding and allow people just to do something a little bit different. I think sometimes we force kids to maybe do sport and that's not what they want to do. They want to do something where actually it's challenging their mental mind as opposed to physically. So we're really looking forward to delivering it. We delivered our first one last half term and it was so successful. We had really good feedback. So really looking forward to doing that again.
It sounds great. And do these courses run for a full week or can people go for the odd session? How does it work?
Yeah, so it's however you want to do it. You can book on for one session if you want to. We have it Monday to Thursday. The sport one is held at Sport Central and the tech one's held at our Institute of Technology in Bletchley. But with the sport one, we are actually providing transport to it as well. So you can get picked up from three different locations, which is Bletchley College, Chaffron Way College or Wolverton Leisure Centre, just to make sure that people are actually
Amazing.
Able to access it as well. So, you can book on for an odd day. You can book on for the whole week. If you are on free school meals, you should have received a code from your school and that allows you to book on for free. If not, we do have paid places at £20 a day per child.
Amazing. And is it going to be on every week throughout the school holidays right across the summer?
That depends on what the council want to do. Sometimes they normally do sort of like 2 weeks, but what we plan to do is do perhaps 2 weeks of our own as well, because we do run our own holiday camp.
Okay, cool.
So the plan would be that hopefully we can get sort of a good block of maybe 4 weeks to be able to carry that over to as much as the 6 weeks as possible.
That sounds great. And what ages are these for?
So our ones run from 8 to 16. So anything between that is more than welcome. There are other ones that do younger age groups. Mm-hmm. So if you do have younger children, absolutely go on the website and have a little scroll through and have a little look because there are options available. But ours are 8 to 16.
And you mentioned it earlier, but these sessions entirely free. You literally just book on and turn up.
Absolutely, yeah. If you're somebody that gets free school meals, it's completely free of charge. You literally just need to book your child on, give us some information and make sure that we've sort of got all of their allergens for food and any information that we need. And then they are ready, set to go. You just drop them off on the day. It's for 4 hours, 10 till 2 and Monday to Thursday. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
It sounds great. And what was the reaction like from the children who took part in, you said you ran the first one back in the half term?
They absolutely love it. They love the activities. They love the food. We've had a couple of parents have come in and asked what recipes we're using for the food. apparently, their children won't eat lasagna at home, but will eat lasagna with us. So that was always interesting.
That's quite the compliment, isn't it, that?
Yeah. I mean, it's just salt and pepper, apparently. So that was interesting. But yeah, it's fantastic. The kids have a really, really good time. We've had children that have come along and said that they struggle to make friends at school, but have come along and bonded with people and made friends. And we've seen parents swap numbers so they can keep in contact. So for us, that's what that's all about. It's making friends. It's people enjoying it. And it's welcoming them into the college to show that it's an open and a good environment to be around.
It's so lovely to hear. So how can people find out more about these courses or potentially apply for any upcoming holidays?
So we've got our social media pages. So you can go on to the Sports Central Instagram or website, and that'll enable you to sign up for either of them because the link is on there. If not, if you go onto the Holiday Club Activities website on Milton Keynes Council's website, that's where you'll find the list of all of them. You can pop in the search bar Milton Keynes College and all of our activities will come up. And then it's a real simple form where you just fill it out and you'll be ready to go.
Fantastic. And when there's news about the HAF programme over the summer, of course, we'll let you know on our website as well. Bianca Luttman is Head of Commercial Enterprise at MK College. Bianca, best of luck with the courses, particularly over the summer holidays. I mean, they sound absolutely fab, so keep up the great work.
Thank you.